The Phoenix Rescue Mission has opened a new restaurant in downtown Phoenix. It's called Mission Possible Cafe, and no, your receipt doesn't automatically self-destruct after you've eaten.
On the surface, it's a normal cafe serving Southwestern-style breakfast and lunch. But behind the counter, the staff is largely comprised of folks trying to overcome homelessness, addiction, and trauma in order to make a new beginning. They do this through vocational training that the Phoenix Rescue Mission provides. That vocational training can be kind of intense. Katie Castile is a college student at Grand Canyon University and a supervisor at the cafe. She says that before you learn on-the-job skills,
the first thing they do is they basically cut you off from the rest of the world. They take your phone. You can't talk to anybody. And then that part of the program, I want to say, goes for 6 or 7 months.
After that, work therapy begins when participants can learn practical vocational skills. That's where the cafe comes in.
Chop the tops. You're going to peel them. Leave the seats. Because like you said, that's where the heat's at.
Brandon Luciano is a sous chef at the cafe. He started the program a year ago and says it turned his life around when he was struggling with substance abuse.
I was spiritually, emotionally, and just physically bankrupt. You know, I was 140 pounds. You looking at me now, I'm 190, you know what I mean? So you can imagine, it was pretty intense.
Brandon worked his way through the program and is now helping others working at the cafe.
Glance and a smile in the right direction for these rough, tough, beefy-looking dudes sometimes, you know, can just break them down and make them realize that there is people out there who care about them.
If all goes well, those moments don't stop as workers graduate from the program, hopefully like Brandon, better off than when they entered.